I can always hear it before I can see it. The sound of a steam-powered locomotive chugging along the rails. Sometimes it may lead and other times it may follow. But whatever the case, it is the power behind a magnificent machine. It moves fast, yet sometimes moves slow, but always makes it to wherever it has set off to go. Where there's a train and then there's me. My eyes opened wide when I was asked the question, are you living or are you existing? It really made me wonder, or rather yet remember my goals and aspirations, lost long ago. I exist from day to day doing what I have always done and never what I have always wanted to do. Then there was that one day, on my way to school, that my daily routine was interrupted by the train. It was almost like my mind went into a daze. I watched the train chug by in slow motion, perhaps to fully understand the gravity of it all. It never once stalled or paused, not even for a second, but chugged along with so much ease and class, each car led by another, like a team, as if it knew exactly where it was going, as if it already knew its destiny. So I sat there in 7 minutes and 29 seconds of total agony. I had realized it was life passing me by. Monday through Friday, wake up, get dressed, go to school, daydream, come home, take a nap, maybe do my homework. Choose between a rerun of Jersey Shore or NFL Live, and finally fall asleep. How exciting, my life in a mere phrase. I would sometimes say to myself, one day, you'll be a famous songstress touring the world, or you're going to be a world-renowned scientist who found a cure for cancer. One day. It was time for me to start living, actually living in the present. There was no more procrastinating on projects or telling myself that I had eventually grown to my craft. The time was then and now. So maybe I'm crazy. The train's not trying to tell me something. It's just a stupid train. But it's amazing how I got such an abstract message from an inaudible object. Well, what can I say? Maybe I can communicate with them, or maybe not. But the point is not the train, but that I can answer the most dreaded questions of all questions with such ease and class and furthermore confidence. I believe that as we go on from day to day, our lives never stop, and thus will speed right on by.